Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
No, this is not the traitor's music. But it is for the traitors in my life. I requested 5 slices of white bread to be laid out in front of me with no identifying features, but they thought that wouldn't be enough of a challenge for Dave the Water Boy. No, let us cut miniature circles and give him 5 white bread identical circles with the tiniest little bit of crust. You tell the difference between those, they said.
Because if you have the confidence, it shouldn't matter what shape the bread is in. It should be all unidentifiable from sight.
So this took the total of 18 minutes. So we've shortened that right down.
Got it.
And there was some back and forth. I was swapping 3 and 5, 3 and 5, 3 and 5. And then I locked in.
So, in summary, number 1, O'Hara's of Oxford. Number 2, Pat the Baker. Number 3, Brennan's. Number 4, Irish Pride. Number 5, Johnson Mooney and O'Brien. Buttercrust. I'm locked in. That's it. I can do no more. We'll be here for half an hour. We're already here half an hour.
So I'll tell you on the very left, so number 1.
This one?
Yes. You said O'Hara or Foxford?
O'Hara is a Foxford, yeah.
Yeah. It was Irish Pride.
We're f- cooked.
Number 2? You said Pat the Baker. It was Pat the Baker.
Yes!
We have one.
And number 3, you said Brennan's. And it was Johnston Mooney and O'Brien. I'm sorry to say.
You did switch your...
You had it for a second. You had it for a split second.
Yeah.
Number 4 was Tesco. Own brand.
Whoa!
And number 5 was Brennan's. That crust there at the end was Brennan's.
That's a Brennan's crust. What's that?
It's 1 out of 5.
Jesus.
You had 3 out of 5 for a second. I thought that would have been spectacular.
1 out of 5.
Not up to your standards, especially after the dizzying heights of correctly identifying the majority of different water brands. You're not a bread man, Dave.
I am a bread man. I just...
And you're still a water boy.
I haven't graduated.
No, not yet.
Am I allowed one more crack at a challenge?
Purely for entertainment purposes, I'll allow it.
I think my supporters will row in behind me when they see what was in front of me and the tiniest little
no,
bit of crust.
No, I'm not allowing that. There was enough bread.
When they see this video,
no.
they would be like, the water boy has been hard
if
done
you were
by.
Good enough... You shouldn't have actually really needed the crust at all. It should have been enough just to have the circles. We were being kind in allowing you the bits of crust to start with.
Will you be back? Is there anything else? So you won one, let's say, with water, last one with bread.
This is Shane, cameraman, like, goad me. Surely there's one more challenge in you.
Is there anything else for the decider that you'd go for?
I can tell the difference. I can tell the difference between milks in tea. So I would be able to tell the difference between full fat, half fat, skimmed, semi-skimmed.
You all shook your heads and you laughed at me.
Because that's a ludicrous claim.
I think one more crack at the challenge. Take the good luck off the very first water boy challenge. Allow me one more.
You are the water boy. You failed to become the bread man. Now the challenge is on to become the milk maestro.
Let's see how this progresses and see if my supporters get me a rematch on the bread. Instagram and TikTok at This Is iRadio. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.